sipping lemonade, throwing light shade.
It's Kayla got the 411. I'm back for another What's the 411 episode. Y'all, it's about to be a very interesting up and coming week. If you all don't know, Donald Trump has been indicted, okay? It's pretty much the people of the state of New York against Donald J. Trump. Now, I don't think many of us thought that this would actually happen to a once president, okay? Even Donald Trump seems to be shocked. He's calling it a witch hunt. Now, before we get into the details of why he has been indicted and why he's alleged to be arrested on Tuesday, I'm saying alleged because, I'm sorry, Donald Trump voluntarily going to jail, I truly believe that as privileged as Donald Trump is, even when it comes to his ego and his narcissist ways, it's never gonna sink into him that, wow, like, they really trying to put me in jail. Because even like with all this stuff that's going on, like so many people have turned on him, have told on him, like he's still in denial. He's still in denial about all this type of stuff. So I wouldn't be surprised if Donald Trump called some of his boys in different countries to get him out of him. We'll see when it comes to Tuesday. So before I get into the details, but I'm actually shocked that this is happening because what they're indicting him over is like, it seems so petty, especially when you look at our corrupted government as it is. So many politicians, Republicans and Democrats have done way worse probably than Donald Trump, okay? But they are really, really eager to not, hold on, let me change that statement. They were very, very eager to not have him run for president again, but they're really, really, really eager to get this man behind bars. So it seems like with all the list of things, this was the only thing that they was able to make stick. And it really sounds petty, because I feel like this, if we gonna be throwing Donald Trump in jail too, we gotta go back and get the rest of them. All right, we gotta go back and get the rest of them. If you're trying to do the right thing, let's go back and get all these other corrupt politicians as well. Governors, mayors, past presidents, Bush. Okay, all right. Because when you look at some of the things that he is being, you know, accused of, we know other people who have been accused of it as well, okay? And if they actually did a little bit more digging, they probably get some people that was ready to snitch on them as well. So, he is to be arrested soon. I'm recording this on a Sunday, so he's alleged to be arrested on this coming Tuesday, okay? So we'll see, all right? So Alvin Bragg, he is the Manhattan prosecutor leading this case. All right. And also, what's really disturbing about everything that's going on over there in Trump's camp is that his own lawyers and people, they're beefing with each other. I don't know what's going on, but it seems like they all have teamed up to go against Joe Taco. His name, Taco Pina. Is it really Taco Pina? They all are coming at him, calling him dumb, a loud mouth, everything. And I find that was a very interesting term, especially, you know, being who they're representing. But Joe Taco Peanut has been all over the news, and he ain't making Donald Trump case good as well. Where is Donald Trump getting these lawyers from? Like, I'm really trying to figure out where is he getting his lawyers has been his biggest downfall, okay? Now, this is what they were able to get to stick in order to get this indictment, all right? This is really petty, especially when you think about all the past things that Donald Trump have been accused of, all right? So, he is being accused of having his personal attorney, Michael Cohen. You guys know Michael Cohen. You know, he's doing his time. He's still in jail, y'all. Well, he's already went through it, and he was singing like a bird, all right? He has already confessed that per Donald Trump instructions, All right. He made a payment to Stormy Daniels. Y'all know Stormy Daniels, the porn star, okay? Back in October of 2016. This was a couple days before the presidential election. This was to keep her quiet and stop her from going public to talk about the alleged affair. All right. This is what I really don't get as well. Donald Trump has done so much. I really feel like, why risk it trying to pay this lady off as if his supporters care? Donald Trump supporters do not care. I'm pretty sure, let's say that he didn't pay Stormy Daniels off and she did actually go forward and go public and talk about, you know, the affair, okay? How would they have, it was definitely uncalled for, and because of that payment and having somebody who actually transferred the payment to Daniels, that is the reason why Donald Trump is in this particular situation. But what many of you all probably didn't know, and this is something that I even learned myself as well. So paying somebody hush money isn't actually a particular crime. It's not illegal, right? It's not illegal to pay somebody hush money. Surprisingly, right? It's very interesting. I don't know if that's in the state of New York, because this is all taking place in the state of New York, but they could not just get him for paying her off, all right? They're just using that, you know, to, you know, make it sound, you know, just, you know, make it stick, make people know what's going on, all right? What they are getting him for, 30 counts related to business fraud in the indictment. And this is because Trump allegedly was falsifying business records for the Trump Organization, all right? And it did not reflect the payment he gave to Cohen to pay Stormy Daniels. Ta-da! You get what I'm saying? They had to find a loophole of some type of way to get him in there, right? So they're like, okay, well, he gave you money to pay this lady off before the presidential election. They're looking at his books. They're going through his records. They see no payment for $130,000. That was alleged paid to Stormy Daniels. All right. Now they can get him for business fraud. Boom. All right. Michael Cohen has already confessed that he was the one who delivered the money. So Donald Trump is still to this day is saying, I don't know what they're talking about. He's still like, I don't know what they're talking about. He deny. Okay? He's like, I don't know. Even though the person that you allegedly gave the money to and the person that allegedly got the money is saying it came from you, he's still denying it. He is something that's actually what? If I was in this position, I would deny, too. You can have me on camera, I'd be like, I ain't do it, all right? So, and you're probably thinking to yourself, like, okay, dang, why? That's what they're indicting him? Yes, that's what they are indicting Donald Trump. I definitely think that Donald Trump deserves to be behind bars, but for that, that's petty, but that was the only thing they probably could really get to stick. Now, once they're able to get him for that, boom, now they're going to dive deeper into all the other stuff that he's been put on to. We all know the situation where it was alleged that he interfered into his election. So, of course, they're looking for that as well. All right, they're going to be going into that. But the fact that they got this to stick and he's going to be allegedly doing, I keep saying allegedly because I don't think Donald Trump is going in without a fight. That man is not. He is not. I really don't. And I'm just like, whew, they should have canceled schools in New York on Tuesday. That's what they should have did. Government offices should have, I'm just saying. They shouldn't take precautions, all right? So he'll be the first former president in history to face such these criminal charges. And he's also facing, you know, the criminal investigation into, of course, the 2020 election. They're also looking at him for that as well. So even though he's been indicted for this particular one with Stormy Daniels, they already have the investigation started for that as well. But they're also looking into him as well. Remember when they raided his home in Florida and they found classified documents that he alleged took from the White House? Yeah, that's the big one that they're going with, because they are pretty much saying that even though the proof hasn't came out, that they have witnesses who can attest to this, all right? And they also have security camera footage, all right? They have emails from Trump's former aide, okay, with the day-to-day happiness of all that particular stuff that went down. So with emails and security surveillance, they pretty much feel like they know that Trump purposely took classified documents, okay, from the White House, and that he actually inquired from other people how to do so. This is crazy. This is probably one of the most craziest things I've ever like seen like in politics, just based off the fact of it. Let me tell you something. I truly do not believe that Donald Trump is the only president who has took classified documents from the White House and other stuff. It's amazing. The reason why I say that is how people are really snitching on him. There's no getting out of this for Donald Trump. And for one, he has bad judgment on his lawyers. Donald Trump's biggest downfall has always been his lawyers, the people that he paid to represent him. It's kind of like he gets people who are similar to himself. I find it interesting. Remember I told you earlier that they, you know, was talking about the particular lawyer, Joe Tacopina, calling him a dumb loudmouth. And it's like, it's almost like he hires lawyers who he can drink scotch with and just tell weird jokes with, like people that are relatable to him. And I feel like he has the money. He truly has the money. Why is he always picking these type of lawyers who get him in these particular situations? These lawyers are his biggest downfall. You know? Donald Trump, I really feel like he could have easily got out of this if he had the right representation. And then also, as I'm saying that, it makes me think as well, like, maybe lawyers are just not wanting to work with him. That could be another point as well. Maybe they just don't want to work with him. You know, but I feel like this. A lot of lawyers, not like they have some type of integrity anyways. Like, if you are a lawyer and you are a good lawyer and Donald Trump calls you and you know you're a good lawyer and he's paying you good, I don't understand. I just really don't understand. I don't know why his downfall has been with these lawyers. Because you already have a lawyer who has told everything, literally told everything, and he's still got in trouble. You know, so it's like, now you got these jackasses now that you are paying so much money to, and your ass is still going to jail. Over the pettiest shit. They not even getting you yet on some big stuff. Over petty stuff, all right? So now that I've gave you all the breakdown of what's going on, let me tell you what I truly believe about this, right? I said earlier in the show that I definitely think Donald Trump has done a lot of crazy things, and I definitely think that he deserves to, you know, get his time. But I also feel like there are many, many, many other former presidents, mayors, governors, Congress, senators, who have probably done worse, who probably have bodies on top of bodies on top of bodies. I'm pretty sure they have paid many people lots of particular things of hush money, and I'm pretty sure they're not documenting it. Do you really think a Senate is going to pay a hitman and document that he paid a hitman to take out? No, let's think about it. But for some particular reason, they want Donald Trump back. And I've always said this as well, just personally amongst friends and in casual conversation when I'm talking to people about this. Donald Trump is not a politician, okay? He is a businessman. They look at him as a businessman. They look at him as a spoiled brat. And he just has inserted himself into the politician world, all right? So the way they move and the secrets that they hold, Donald Trump isn't, I can almost bet you that Donald Trump isn't nearly aware of a lot of the top government secrets that they are holding. I don't think that they would ever give him that type of access based off of, we know he's a wild card. We don't know what he's gonna say. You know, so I honestly feel like this whole thing with Donald Trump, out of all the things that you all can really go with him, I'm pretty sure you, come on now. This is so petty and it's definitely a distraction. What are they trying to distract us with? This is on the news. People are going to be talking. I'm talking about it. Hell, you talking about it. They're trying to distract us from something much bigger. Okay, don't even get me in. Come on now. We already know that the U.S. dollar, couple months, your cash money is not even going to be usable anymore. You know, don't even get me started on the UFO sightings, right? There's something bigger that's going on here and they're trying to distract us with this. All right. They want Donald Trump in jail bad. I feel like he seems like a liability for them. He seems like a liability for them. I do think so. I think that they don't trust him. He's not a part of their circle. And the Democrats and the Republicans, they can fight all they want to. At the end of the day, they all come from the same world. And Donald Trump isn't a part of their world. So when you have a wild card like this, okay, that has been in the White House, who knows things, they want him out of him. They want him out of here and they want him quiet. Because one thing Donald Trump has always been is very honest and very vocal in his opinions. That's one thing you can say about him. He ain't fake and he ain't gonna lie. And a lot of the things that he say is truly disgusting. A lot of his ways is truly disgusting. But one thing about him, he's a very honest particular person. They want him locked up. They want him quiet and they want to distract us. Now my question is, distract us from what? What do they not want us to know? Because this is so petty. This is so petty. Because if we gonna really be 100% justice for all, let's get everybody. Let's get everybody. Let's look into everybody. The whole Senate, the whole Congress, all the past presidents, governors, mayors. Just look into that. So let me know what you all think about this in the comments. Do you all actually think that they are? I do not think that Donald Trump is going to let them people put no cuffs on him. I really don't. I don't think. And what they're looking at, what he's being indicted for, he's looking at like maybe like a 6 month to a year, you know, stay in jail just for that. Just for that. Okay? Just for that. So let me know what you all think about this in the comments. I'm Kelly Got the 411 and I'll see you guys on the next episode.